Well, let's take a look at claims made on Fox News Sunday by White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders about the need for a border wall. She insisted repeatedly that thousands of suspected terrorists come into the U.S. through the southern border. Host Chris Wallace was disbelieving. Let's listen.
Roughly nearly 4,000 known or suspected terrorists come into our country illegally. And we know that our most vulnerable point of entry is at our southern border.
Because I know this statistic. I didn't know if you were going to use it, but I studied up on this. Do you know where those 4,000 people come or where they're captured? Airports.
Not always, but certainly a large number.
The State Department says there hasn't been any terrorists that they found coming across the southern border.
It's by air, it's by land, and it's by sea. It's all of the above. But
President Trump, his Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, and other administration officials have also been repeating this claim, using it to bolster their push for a border wall. What's true? Let's go to the Washington Post fact-checker Salvador Rizzo. Sal, welcome.
Great to be with you.
We should say you give this claim three Pinocchios, which is not good. It means not true. Unpack it. Where did this claim start? What's it based on?
Well, first of all, depending on how they phrase it, we've also given it four Pinocchios. In this instance, it was three because there was just a sliver of it that was based in fact. But as Chris Wallace rightly pointed out and insisted during this interview on Sunday, the Trump administration has not broken down whether any of those 4,000 people, technically 3,755 in fiscal year 2017, whether any of them tried to enter the U.S. through the southern border. And so that's the key issue because this talking point is in service of, you know, the argument for the border wall. But the fact that they can't say whether any of these suspected or known terrorists are, you know, trying to cross through the southern border is very telling, I think.
Well, where do we get that number, 3,755?
So that includes anyone who has known or suspected ties to terrorism who tries to enter through any port of entry. And so airports have ports of entry. There are maritime ports of entry and there are land ports of entry on the Canadian and Mexican borders. And so what you really need if this is going to be a talking point in service of the wall is a breakdown of how many of these individuals are trying to cross through the southern border. There are other pieces of information that have been released by the Trump administration that indicate that no terrorists have, you know, gained access to the United States through the southern border.
Well, and to be clear, when you and Chris Wallace and everyone else says it's largely through airports, it's not even airports on U.S. soil. It's foreign airports. It's around the world.
In almost every case, these people are interdicted before they even board these flights to the United States. You're right.
Well, so you're saying that U.S. officials have not been able to point to any terrorists trying to cross the border into the U.S., but Kirstjen Nielsen uses the figure 10 terrorists a day try to cross the southern border.
So in that phrasing, that would be four Pinocchios. Secretary Nielsen at some other points, for example, on January 4th when she was with President Trump in the Rose Garden, she referenced a different number, special interest aliens. And so that's a sleight of hand because at that point, criticism had already begun to filter out again because this is a number that they repeat a lot, the 3,755 known or suspected terrorists. So at the Rose Garden, she switches to a different metric that's also not, you know, necessarily about terrorists. There's a shell game of sorts going on with people. You know, look at this number, but then you look into it and it's not really what it seems. And then you switch to a different number. And the same thing happens when you look into it. The State Department in 2017, so under the Trump administration, mm-hmm. reported no credible information that any member of a terrorist group has traveled through Mexico to gain access to the United States. That's a very strong declarative statement. And the Trump administration, when it trots out these other talking points and numbers, does not convincingly rebut this line.
Well, hey, look, no one would want even one terrorist with terrible intentions to come into the United States. So no one's saying let's not have security at the border, but they're asking, you know, how exactly to do it and whether the wall is the thing to do it with. But is it possible that the administration is blurring a distinction between suspected terrorists and special interest aliens? These are people who come into the U.S. from countries where suspected terrorists come from.
They're definitely blurring the line. Kirstjen Nielsen put out a presentation that was intended for members of Congress at the meeting at the Situation Room. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer were not interested, and they got into words with the president, and Nielsen did not make her presentation. But the slide deck was sent to every member of Congress along with a letter that President Trump sent them. And that number, you know, the slide deck is about border security, but it includes this number about suspected or known terrorists. And then when Nielsen is asked about it at the Rose Garden, she doesn't address that number and she switches to special interest aliens. In neither case is there any evidence that these people are terrorists trying to cross to the southern border. That's the key thing here.
Salvador Rizzo, a reporter for the Washington Post fact checker, giving three and sometimes four Pinocchios to some of the claims made by the Trump White House about terrorists coming across the southern border. Sal, thank you.
Thank you.